Prince George, B.C., crews fighting British Columbia's largest ever wildfire are hoping a heavy, prolonged rain in the forecast can help them turn the corner on the massive blaze. Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement for the northeastern corner of the province where the Donnie Creek fire has burned close to 6,000 square kilometers of forest land. The weather statement says a low-pressure system over Alberta will interact with the East Rockies, leading to heavy rain in northeastern BC, creating accumulation of up to 70 millimeters until Thursday morning. Prince George Fire Center Information Officer Julia Carancy says the rain in the forecast is very good news, but they remain cautious because it may not fall evenly across the large area of the fire. The Donnie Creek Fire is the largest blaze on record in the 102-year history of the provincial firefighting effort, and its massive size helped to lift BC to a record wildfire season for area burned at almost 15,000 square kilometers. Despite the rain, crews carried out a number of planned ignitions around the fire on Sunday, covering the northwest corner of the blaze, the BC Wildfire Service says in a tweet. The ignition solidified containment lines against the fire, and Carancy says crews will now wait until after this week's rain has passed before reassessing the situation and determining if additional burns are necessary or possible. And while the rainfall will help, Carancy says current estimates from the BC Wildfire Service show the precipitation will not be season-ending for the northern region's wildfires, and the Donnie Creek blaze is still anticipated to be active into the fall. Still, Carancy says the rain will likely dampen things down over the next 7 to 10 days, allowing firefighters some breathing room. She says it will give them time to make headway on smaller objectives for their overall plan, since attacking a fire of this size requires them to fight portions of the blaze at a time. This report by the Canadian Press was first published July 25, 2023. The Canadian Press.